Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Tzitzis. We're learning Klal Yud Beis. We're looking at Siman Zayin. Nochal Talisa B'lo Miskaven. If a person's talis fell off without intent, as opposed to the case which we had before, he took his talis off with intent to take it off, and we discussed intent to put it back on, etc. Here it just fell off. So, is that better or worse? In the case before he took it off, he intended to take it off. On the other hand, we discussed he intends to take it off. Many times he intends to put it back on, or he takes it off and he had a specific intent to put it back on, or he took it off without thinking, but he had the talis katan on, so he's... What about this scenario? It just fell off by itself. So the Chayyadim says, in Cain, kar nigmaro mitzvosom hir rishana. So... when it falls off, it's done. The original act of putting it on is completed. He did not take it off with awareness, with intent. So it's considered as if the mitzvah has ended. There's no way to extend the mitzvah through having a cognitive decision what to do with the mitzvah. It just ended. So therefore, in that situation, if the talis fell off totally, even though he's still holding it in his hands, so tzarech lebrach, when he puts it back on, he needs to make a new bracha. Let's say not the whole talis fell off, but only the majority of it fell off. So in many ways we find the rubik of kulay, the majority is equivalent to the whole thing. So b'shulchan aruch pasuk de'enot tzarech lebrach, avodas kalach redim de tzarech lebrach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins nofel roev talisoi. Since part of the talis is still on him, so you cannot say that the mitzvah has ended for him. So he does not need a new bracha when he puts it back on. But all the achrenim disagree. Once the talis is not on in such a way that he would be considered wearing the talis, the majority of the talis is no longer on him. So the mitzvah has ended, and he needs a new bracha when he puts it back on. That's kolachrei the mitzvah lebarach, and that's telling Mishavur Paskins that he should do so. Now, what about the imnofle mimenu b'sech tefila shmon esrei? If he fell off during shmon esrei, and somebody was kind enough to pick up the talus and put it back on him, or he's still holding it in his hands and he sort of adjusted it back on, so he did not make a bracha, and he should not make a bracha in the middle of shmon esrei. But after she assigned tefillah shmon esrei, yamash meish betzitzas v'yivorek. After you finish the shmon esrei, he has to make a bracha as he continues to wear the talus. And as we pointed out, in order to be clear what he's making a bracha on, he should do mishmush, and he should touch the tzitzas to indicate he's making a bracha on the tzitzas. And he makes a bracha of the hisatef betzitzis. He does not need to do a new ituf. He makes a bracha of the hisatef betzitzis. He touches the tzitzis and he says the bracha. It's clear what he's making a bracha on, and that's sufficient. Simen Ches, halon batal yisoy belay, the person slept in his talus. Yisharim the tzarech lebarach b'shachar, kim delayla lav zman tzitzis. Some say, well, during the nighttime he had no mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah, he was not doing any mitzvah. The mitzvah has ended the previous day when it became dark. And now he's starting a new mitzvah this day, so he needs a new bracha. Even though he wore the talus the whole night, it doesn't make a difference. Some disagree and say that we discussed this before, that exus, a beged, which is basically a day beged, according to one opinion, is chayiv even at nighttime. So he is doing the mitzvah, so there's no interruption in the mitzvah, there's no need for a new bracha. So we're not sure what to do, and therefore sabat bracha is lahakol. We will not make a bracha. He should be mitzi it, but with the talis gadol which he puts out in the morning. Let's say he was sleeping with his talis katan. So he puts on a talis gadol in the morning. He would make a bracha on the talis gadol and have in mind to include the talis katan. And he points out in the parentheses, there's no need to do mishmush, because you're making a bracha on the talis gadol with intent for the talis katan as well. And Mishmash won't help you, because it only helps in a case where you're Vadei Chayiv in the Bracha, and the only issue is, what are you making the Bracha on? It should be clear what you're doing, so we do Mishmash. But the idea of being Mashmash on the Sitzes right now will not allow you to make a Bracha when it's not clear that you're Chayiv in a Bracha. Now, what's interesting to point out over here, the fact that the person was sleeping, according to the Chayotim, does not seem to be considered an interruption. And therefore, even though he was sleeping, we could argue, even if it's a garment which is chayiv, when he's sleeping, he's not doing the mitzvah. And therefore, when he wakes up, he's doing the mitzvah. It's like a new mitzvah. So Chayotim understands that that's not true, that the chayiv is there. The fact that he's sleeping doesn't take away the chayiv. He's just not thinking about the chayiv. And therefore, if a person would sleep by daytime wearing his talis koton, he would not need a new bracha when he wakes up. And that's how we pass, and you do not need a new bracha when you wake up. Let's say he took off his talis koton by day, say, with intent to put it back on. So that goes on to the discussion which we had before, taking it off with intent to redon it. But here he slept in the middle, so it should be a hesach hadas. So the chari should make another bracha. But Mishabura does bring an opinion which questions that, since he clearly had intent to put it back on. He didn't think of something else, he fell asleep. So he says that maybe what you should do is maintain the mitzvah while you're sleeping. How would you do that? You would cover yourself with the talis katan. The Mishabura introduces a new possibility of covering yourself with the talis katan, not actually wearing it. And so that would be sufficient to, as it were, hold on to the mitzvah, and not be mechayev you a new bracha when you awaken. Have a good day.